Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Okay, we're holding a Nedarim Daf Chavtes, and we have an exciting daf today because we have the sugya of Barpada and Ula. Barpada and Ula, so they're discussing the second half of the Mishnah and Daf Chavtes, that the Mishnah tells us if a person says, Harei Netios Ha'elu Karban Ad Sheyiktetzu, so the halacha is ein lahem pidyon. If a person makes a hekdesh and he says that he wants the hekdesh to be ad shiktetzu, he says a hagbala zman that he wants the hekdesh to be until a certain time. So the Mishnah says that ein lahem pidyon. But there's a machalikus, what does this mean ein lahem pidyon? So the Gemara says two options of what these words mean of ein lahem pidyon. That the first option is that when it says ein lahem pidyon, what it means is that it doesn't help pidyon. The Hainu that Barpada says that when it says Eilam Pidyon, it says Pidan Chayzvus V'Kedoshes, Pidan Chayzvus V'Kedoshes. Now, what's going to happen after that time limit? That he said Ad Sheyiktetzu. What's going to be Ad Sheyiktetzu? So he says that Niktetzu Pidan Pamachas V'Dayu. So the halacha is, according to Barpada, that he needs to make another Pidyon, that it's not enough for the Ktitza to happen, but rather he has to be Pidyon after the Ktitza. And on that, Ula argues, Ula Amar Kem Sheyiktetzu Shuv Ein Pidyon. That when a person says ein lahem pidyon, when the Mishnah says ein lahem pidyon, that what it means is that it doesn't need pidyon. The Hainu, that there's an automatic pkiyas hakadusha, that the kadusha is pakabichti. The Hainu, there's a machlekes between Barpada and Ula, is the kadusha is damin pakabichti or not? And the question is that this is a machlekes between the Rashba and the Ramesha Katavi, that what does Ula have to say about padan chayzus or kadushas? That Ula only speaks about that's the second chiddush of Barpada, and that is that you need to be paidit afterwards, that he says that you don't need to be paidit. But what about if he was paidit before? And that he doesn't say. So the Rashba says that if he doesn't say, so it's mashma, that he's maskim. The Hainu, that everybody agrees, according to the Rashba, that Padan Chayzus HaKadoshes. And in that, Moshe Katavi argues. He says that Be'emes, there's a double machlekes here. And he brings a riot to this from the Yushami. He says that the machlekes between Barpada and Ula is based on the machlekes if Kedusha is Paka Bechdi. Because, says Rav Moshe Katavi, do you know why Barpada says this crazy chiddush of Padan Chayzus Kedushas? It makes no sense. When a person says, I'm making something hektish, he means that he's saying he means to make one Maisa hektish. That what's the only reason that Barpada would say such a crazy chiddush of Padan Chayzus Kedushas? Because otherwise, what does it mean that Ad Sheyiktetzu? That once the Ktitza happens, so then you need to be paidit. And before the Ktitza happens, so certainly you need to be paidit. So what do these words of Ad Sheyiktetzu mean? And because we have this kasha of what does this person mean to say when he says Ad Sheyiktetzu, so Akarchach, according to Barpada, so he means to say that Padan Chayzus Kedushas. However, says Rav Moshe Katavi, that according to Ula, that we hold that the halacha is that Kedushas Damim is Paka Bechdi. So then, when we ask ourselves a question, what does this person mean when he says Ad Sheyiktetzu? So the answer is very simple. The answer is that he's making a Kedusha which is Mugbal as man, because after that man comes, Ad Sheyiktetzu, the Kedusha is Paka Bechdi. And therefore, says Rav Moshe Katavi, there's no Hechruch to be Meshane from the Pashtus, that when a person is making a Hekdish, that he's only making one Maisa Hekdish, and therefore, there's no Makar for Padan Chayzus HaKadoshes. So on that, the Rashba argues. The Rashba says that no, the reason why Barpada said that Padan Chayzus HaKadoshes is not because of a special Hechrach. You know why the Halacha is Padan Chayzus HaKadoshes? Because that's the Pashtus Halashon. Because that's what the words mean. I said that I'm being Makdashit. Ad Sheyiktetzu. So what that means is that whatever it takes, if it needs two Asiyas, I'll do two Asiyas. If it needs ten Asiyas, I'll do ten Asiyas. It's not because of a hechruch, but rather it's the pashtus. The machlokes between the Rashba and Ramesh HaKatavi is that this concept of Padan Chayzus HaKadoshes, is that because of the pashtus halashon? Is that the pashtus hamashmois of the words Ad Sheyiktetzu? Or is it only because of a cheshbon, because there's a hechruch, because otherwise he couldn't have meant anything else? So there's an afkamina that the Rashba says that because of this chiddush, that is the pashtus halashon. So he says a chiddush that there's nafkamina for dini mamonis, that says the Rashba, that if a person does a matana, or he does a mechira, it says, ad sheyelech li Yerushalayim, so what is the halacha? By chazar knami mena. that I sell it to you, and I said that I want to sell it to you, and then I buy it back from you. So says the Rashba, that it automatically becomes yours once again. Why is that? Because just like by Hekdesh, that I'm saying that I'm making it that two Asiyas, two Maaseh Hekdeshes, that I want it to be Muktash, Kolzman, that it's not Niktatsu, so too when I'm doing a Mechira, so I want it to be yours, Kolzman, that I wasn't yet Hoylech Yerushalayim. So the emphasis is that the whole machlokes between the Meisher Ketavi and the Rashba is only a machlokes in Mashmaas HaLashon. However, what's going to be if a person is mefarish? That what if a person says, I want this to be constantly yours, that until I go to Yerushalayim, that even if I buy it from you, I want it still to be yours. So the Kagavno, so it's Mashma, the Meisher Ketavi is maskim to the Rashba. Azay state in Chazunish, in Evin Ezer, Simon Ayin Aleph, Sukkot and Chav Zayin, that the whole machlokes between Ramesha Katavi and the Rashba is only a machlokes in Mashmais. But in Lamdas, Ramesha Katavi is maskim to the Rashba. Interestingly, the Rambam is mavur that he holds like the Rashba on this issue. Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Me'ila, Perak Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph, that he paskins like Ula. And therefore he says that if a person says, Natius Elu Karbon Ad Shiiktsu, so the Halacha is that it's Poka Me'ilav, that Kevin Shaniktsu, you don't need to be Poida. And nevertheless, the Rambam says that b'chol eish sheiftu yachzur hekdesh ad sheiktetzu. That nevertheless, even though he passed like Ula, but he does bring the first chiddush of Bar Padua that p'tan chayzus hekdeshes. So according to what we're explaining now, so that the Rambam holds like the Rashba that the reason why it's p'tan chayzus hekdeshes is because that's the pashtus haloshon. When a person says that anything should be a certain way until a certain time, what he means is that even if it takes two asiyas, I want there to be two asiyas. So what's the Shaila in Lamdus? So the Shaila in Lamdus is coming from the Rashba himself, that at the end of this Dibur HaMaschil, so in the Ran, so the Ran brings from the Rashba that the Rashba himself was Choychech B'dinoi Loimer De'ein Din Zeh Ela B'maktish B'lvad. That the Ran says B'shem the Rashba that it could be that this Din of P'ton Chesus HaKadoshes, it's only Nogea to Hekdesh, because by Hekdesh, so the Maisa Hekdesh is what's Makne, the Dibur. However, whenever it comes to Kinyanim, when it comes to Mamonis, that it's not going to work. Why not? So says the Ran B'Shem, the Rashba, that because Afilu Amar Le Me'achshav, Yi'efshar L'Lahaknois Ela B'Kesef U'Shtar U'B'Chazoko. That Maisa, you need a Maisa Kinyan. And says the Rashba, V'Kesef U'Shtar U'Chazoko, Shenasa Amecher Zeh, O'Matana Zu, Kishachazor V'Zeh, V'Kona, Kvar Kolso Kinyan O'Shal Elu, U'Vela Soif, Bameh Yikne. So the Rashba says that there's a problem here. That I need to have a Maisa Kinyan, that after I'm Koyne Mimeno, and Bame Yikne, there's no Maisa Kinyan. Where's the Maisa Kinyan? Says the Rashba, it's Kolsa. Now, what does it mean it's Kolsa? This is not the regular expression of Kolsa. Usually when we speak about Kolsa, we're speaking about that there's I'm trying to do a Kinyan, and the problem is that the Kinyan, so it withers away before it comes into effect. Whereas over here, it certainly came into effect. That everybody agrees that this mechira was chal right now. But the question is that when I wanted to reawaken after I'm koine, so then there is no ma'ase kinyan at all. So first of all, Reb Shimon Shkop, and Simon Chav, so he's masber, that we shouldn't be confused when we're handling over here kolsa by kinyan kesef. And the Gemara tells us on the next daf that there's such a thing as hanoisen shtei prutos leisha. There's certainly such a thing as doing one maisa kinyan, one mesiras kesef, and saying that I want to, that even though I'm giving it to you in one handful, but I want to divide all the different coins, that this coin should be for this maisa and this coin should be for the different maisa. But says Rav Shimon Shkop, that's only if you're mefarish. But if you did it bestam, so we're not mechalik it into different things. We'll see that it's an important nekuda for something that we'll see soon. But the Pashtus says Rav Shimon Shkop that because I wasn't mechalikit into different maises, so what I mean is that all the money that I'm giving you right now should be for the first maise kinyan, and therefore the second maise kinyan, the hainu la'achar she'ekta mimcha, so it's left without any kesef, and there is no kesef to do with the second maise kinyan. So that's the issue here, that the Rashba says that he's choychich bedinoi, that it can't be chal. Why? Because there's no maise kinyan. But the Rashba wasn't masbir why he's only choichich. That sounds like that he should throw out the whole thing, that we should just erase this whole Dibur Maskil from the Rashba. That why did the Rashba still leave this Shtikal Torah here? Why was it only Sofik? Or in other words, what's the tzad that we shouldn't say Kalsa? So that the Rashba is not Masbim. That he leads it up to the Rosh Hashivas to explain what's the tzad that we shouldn't say Kalsa. So I saw here three svaras, and I want to share them with you, that even though two of them I think are not the Pashtas. So in the Sefer Teres Rashi Yeshivas, so it brings that Reb Chaim Telzer had two options how to explain the tzad that we shouldn't say kosa. The first tzad in Reb Chaim Telzer was that when a person says this kinyan, ad shel eilich li v'shalayim, so he means to say as follows. He means to say that pashtus is that I'm selling you to right now. But if it turns out that I'm choizer v'koinim imcha, then you know what I want? I want it to be that on that side, I never sold it to you the first time. And rather, I only want it to be yours, la'achar, that I'm going to be cutting it from you. I know that rather, there's only one ma'isa kinyan here. And the shaila is that which one is it going to be? Am I selling it to you from now, or am I only selling it to you from later? That's the first side that Reb Chaim Telzer offers. The second side that he offers is that just like we saw in Rabbi Yishya, that there's such a thing as giving a lump of money and being mechalik it into different prutas. So too, that's exactly what this person means to say. That however many ma'isi kinyans it takes for it to be yours, that if I buy it from you five times, so I need it to be yours six times. So however much money I give, so I want you to divide that money into six different ma'isi kinyans, and each part of the kinyan should be a different ma'isi kinyan. So says Reb Chaim Telzer, that's the second mahalach, how we could explain why we shouldn't say kalsa. So obviously there's big nafkamina between these two chiddushim. According to the first chiddush, so there's a tremendous nafkamina that al tzad that I buy it from you, so ibe'emes was never mine, that it was never yours, I'm sorry, for that amount of time. And if you did any hezek to the karka, so then you're going to have to be mashlim it to me, because it wasn't really yours. According to al tzad, I'm going to be chayz of ekonim imcha. According to the second chiddush of the Reb Chaim Telzer, that really we have in mind to divide it into different multiple ma'isa kinyans. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is because every ma'isa kinyan needs a pruta. What's going to be if I only give you five prutas and I need six prutas? So he says the last one is not going to work because there was no pruta for the last kinyan. But Lanius Daiti, that both of these things are very mechudish, to say that the Rashba had these tzadim, that the person is going to make these interesting tnaim, is very mechudish. I think the pashtus is what I saw in the shirim of Rav Dabba Tversky. Rav Dabba Tversky is masbir that the suffix of the Rashba is very simple. That when a person is saying that I want this to be yours, first of all, right now, and second of all, after that, I'm going to buy it back from you, that how do we look at that? Do we look at it as two different ma'isa kinyans, or maybe it's one long ma'isa kinyan? Now this is a very mechudish musik, because usually when we think about a ma'isa kinyan, what does a ma'isa kinyan mean? A havaras bailus from point A to point B. Over here, that what are we saying? We're saying that the havaras bailus is going that it's going from me to you, but not just for one point in time, but rather there's a continuous flow from my rishus to your rishus, that I want there to be a havaras bailus which that there's a koyach to be meishach the karka from my rishus into your rishus, that from now, ad she'elach l'Yerushalayim, that I think to myself, a mashal, that a person is pushing something and there's a wind that's blowing it back in him. So he pushes and pushes and pushes, and whatever is going to come against him, so he keeps on pushing. So how many pushings does he have? It's one ma'isa pushing. That when a person is making a mechira, ad she'elach l'Yerushalayim, so he's saying a continuous pushing, a continuous havaras bailus, that from now, ad she'elach l'Yerushalayim, and therefore, says Rav Dabba Tversky, so because it's one ma'isa kinyan, so therefore that there's no issue of kalsa, because we don't need a second ma'isa kinyan, that one ma'isa kinyan is enough to have this constant, continuous havaras bailus. That even though it's a chiddush in the musag of ma'isa kinyan, but I think it's barer that is the kavanas harashba. So the suffix of the rashba here, it's a mamish, a fascinating suffix of the rashba, that when a person says this interesting amira, of I'm selling you something, Ash Elch Yerushalayim, so what does he mean to do? Does he mean to make separate Maise Haknois? Does he mean to say that I'm making, first of all, a Maise Kinyan right now, and second of all, a Maise Kinyan La'achar She'eknim Mcha? Or does he mean to make a continuous Maise Kinyan, and therefore there won't be a Baya of Kosum? That is with regards to the issue of kesef, with a kinyan kesef. But there's an issue here that the Rashba was not only speaking about kinyan kesef. The Rashba, B'tayach Dvarav, says he's speaking about chazaka and shtar as well. So chazaka, so it's very clear that everybody understands that there's an issue of chazaka, of koso when it comes to chazaka. If I do even if I do a kinyan la'achalamid, then and I do a chazaka right now and I want to be kinyan la'achalamid, so the Gemara says that's a baya of koso. But when it comes to shtar, so it's not so clear. Reb Shimon Shkop, so he doesn't understand what does the Rashba want from shtar. How was it shayach a baya of koso by shtar? Why not? Because says Reb Shimon Shkop, because what is a shtar? A shtar is just a bunch of words. That if I put two different things in a shtar, so it magically became two shtars. If I write in a shtar that I'm selling you sada A and sada B, so then you can be coined as sada A and sada B. If I tell an eved that first of all I'm being meshachar you, and second of all I'm giving you a matana, so then it's two shtars. First of all I'm giving you a star shikhar, and second of all I'm giving you a matana. That whatever I write in the shtar, it becomes a bigger shtar. So too over here, that Naniach, the Reb David is right. Naniach, that it's not one Maisa Haknois, but it's two Maisa Haknois. But as much as you have two Maisa Haknois, you also have two shtars. That I wrote here, the first of all, I'm making a shtar here that I want this to be yours now. And second of all, I want this to be yours afterwards. So I have two shtars here. So how can you tell me that it's kolsa because there's no more shtar? There's two shtars here. So how could there possibly be a baya of kolsa? So what's interesting is that bayas he bleibt here. Bayas, he doesn't answer, but on the bottom, they're mitzayim that look in Reb Shimon's Shiurim in Gittin. So when you look at Reb Shimon's Shiurim in Gittin, so it's another interesting thing, and because there's two printings of the Chiddush Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon's grandson, so he put out the Chiddush Reb Shimon Shkop that I grew up with when I was a bacher, but a couple of years ago, so Reb Kalman Epstein, so he put out a new version of the Chiddush Reb Shimon. And so at the end of the shtickle in Gittin, Daf Simen Ches, so there's a Tosefes Hesber in this shtickle, and it's critical to see this Tosefes in order to understand what Reb Shimon is saying. And I saw in different Svarim that they brought Reb Shimon improperly because they didn't have this Tosefes. So what does Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon says over there that the side of a Kenyan Shtar is the Mesiras Haraya, the Hainu, that when I write that on a piece of paper that Pliny Amoni, that I'm selling to Pliny this Sada, so then he has a Raya with Edus that this field belongs to him. So says Reb Shimon, that when I wrote in this Nusach that this Sada is yours from now until Asha Ali Yerushalayim, so, and afterwards I buy it back from you. So everybody agrees that for that split second, so the Kinyan Nuschal, everybody agrees that for a split second, the field belongs to me. And therefore, that edus that it says in the shtar, that this sada should be yours from now until later, that is not true. The Hainu, that the shtar is being made on something which is v'hechrich not true. And because the shtar is being made on something which is not true, so batla miktasa, batla kudla. The Hainu, that if I would have been mechalik the haknoi into two different sentences, that first of all, I'm being maknid the sada to you now. Second of all, I'm being maknid to you from the second that I buy it until I'm going to, until forever, then if I separated the two haknois, then there's no problem here. But because lemaisa, I put the two haknois together, so therefore the shtar is being made on something which is not true, and therefore the raya is a raya's sheker. So that's how Reb Shimon is masbir that why it's shayach abaya of course over here, and that's why we don't say that it's two different shtars, because even though in lamdus it's two different haknois, but the raya is in one sentence, the edus is in one sentence, and the edus makes it into one shtar. So to be masakim, so we spoke about three different issues here. That first of all, that when a person says acha ale, a person makes any asiya with a hagbalas man, so what does he mean to say? That is a machlokes between Ramesha Katavi and the Rashba and the Rambam. That Ramesha Katavi says the pashtus, he just means to be magmal this man. He never means to say that I'm making multiple asiyas. And that the Rashba says no, that bestam, the stimus haloshan, the stimus hadvarim is that a person means to make multiple asiyas. The second issue that we spoke about is the issue of the issue of a kinyan kesef. That what was the suffix of the Rashba? That what was the tzad not to say kosa? So we said the Reb Dov Pavarsky is masbir, that the suffix of the Rashba is that how do we look at this hakna Ad She'ali B'Shalayim, is it multiple haknayis or it's one Maisa Nimshach? And the third issue we spoke about is that Naniach, that it's really two haknayis. But why don't we say it's two different shtaras? To that, Reb Shimon Shkab answers, that in Chanami, it's two different shtaras. But the Raya is one Raya, and therefore we say, Batla B'Nitzasa, Batla Kula. Okay, so we're up to now the sugya of Kedusha Paka B'Chti. But before we get to the heart of the sugya of Kedusha Paka B'Chti, I would like to address an issue that the Achrayim and the Rosh Hashiva speak about at length, and that is a line in the Ran. And that is when the Ran brings B'toch Dvarav of Reb Moshe Kartavi, so the Ran brings the following statement. He says that the entire sugya, if Kedusha Paka B'Chti, that's only when it comes to Kedusha. However, what about by Mominus? So says the Ran, B'Shem Reb Moshe Kartavi, that by Mominus, it's Poshut, that Mominus, Bailus, is Paka B'Chti. How does he know? Because he brings a raya. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Kuf Lamed Zayin, if I tell you, Nichsai Loch V'Achrecha L'Ploini, that I'm selling you something, and then after you, meaning that after you die, that the field should go to somebody else. So ein l'sheine elamasha shiurisha. So then that whatever is left of the chevetz after the first one is gone goes over to the second one. So the Ran is medayik, but it's mevor that it's chal the kinyan and the achrecha. So what do we see? We see that there was a full kinyan to one person, and afterwards it's paka b'chdi, and it goes on to the second person. That is what the Ran brings from Moshe Kartavi, a raya, that by Momenis it's poshut, that Bailos is paka b'chdi. So what the Achrenim and the Rosh Hashiva will speak about, it starts really in the Avni Miluim, in Simen Chavches, Sivkot Nun Gimel, is this Ran arguing on the Shita of the Ra'ah in Gittin Daf Pe Gimel? What's it saying there on in Gittin Daf Pegimel? So the Gemara in Gittin Daf Pegimel is speaking about a person that says to his wife, Hayoim I at ishti ulamachar at ishti. A person wants to make a crazy thing that he divorces his wife only for one day. That he can't stand her for one day, but after tomorrow, so then he's willing to take her back. So at the beginning, so Rava asked Rav Nachanan, but he decided at the end, the Gemara is Peshit, that Kevin de Paska, Paska. That because for one moment really, that the Kedushin was Nifsak, so once it was Nifsak, so then it can never come back. Says the Chiddush HaRan, and also the Chiddush HaRitva, B'Shem D'Ra'ah, that we can learn out from this Gemara that the same is true for Mamanus, and therefore, if I tell a person, I'm selling you something, Leguf Ulaperis, for one day, so then after this one day, so it remains his. Dehainu, that Kevin de Paska Paska, that once this field left my Rishus for one day, so it stays in your Rishus forever, even though I only said that it should be in your Rishus for one day, and it sounds like I'm trying to say that after one day it should come back to me, but nevertheless, because it was Nifsek for my Rishus, so then it stays by you. That's what the Ram brings from the Ra'ah, and the Ritva brings from the Ra'ah. The Rosh Hashivas have a tendency to want to say that it's not a stira, because they're both the Ran. But the emes is that it's not samuchach over there. He's only saying from the Ra, and over here he's only saying from the Moshe Kartavi. So we'll see about that. The Avni Luim, the emes says that it's a machlekes. That what it says over here, that there's a difference between Mamanis and Kedusha, is a stira to the Ra, that's medame Mamanis to Kedusha. And the shaila is that how are we going to be miyashiv the Gemara of Achrecha L'Ploini? So on that, so the Avni Miluim, he says the following idea. He says that there's a difference between if I say Achrecha to somebody else and if I say the Achrecha back to me. What's the difference? Says the Avni Miluim that if after I give something to you, I give it to somebody else. So I'm doing another Hakna. That just like I can do a hakna right now to you, I can also do a hakna right now, that la'achar's man, to somebody else. But when I'm saying that I want it to come back to me, what's that? That's not a hakna. That's just the header of giving it to you. That's only a shlila. That if it's only a shlila, so then I'm not doing anything, and therefore, says the Ra'ah, we say it came into Pascha Pascha. However, if I'm doing something, if after I want to give it to you, I want to do another thing, I want to give it to somebody else, so then I'm at the same time, I'm doing two asiyas, and therefore there's no problem by achrecha. Okay, so far we have the Shitas Hara'ah, that by Mamanus we say Kevin de Paska Paska, that it's Paska, that it's not Paka Bechdi. And the Avni Miluim learns that there's a Machlokes, that the Ran in our Sugya argues on that, and the Mamanus is Paka Bechdi. And we hinted to before that the Rosh Hashivas don't want to say that. The Rosh Hashivas, Reb Shimon and Rav Hanan, so they both want to say that there's no machlekes here, that the Ran and the Ra'ah, that they agree to each other. And we have to understand, how is the Ra'ah going to understand our sugya, according to them? So they have two mahalchim, and there's problems with both of the mahalchim. Rav Hanan says that when the Ran says by us, and that's our entire sugya that's only handling that Kedusha being Pach Bukhti, but Mitzad Mamanis, it didn't bother the Gemara. So Rav Hanan says that Lemaisa, there's two kinds of Kinyan Lizman. That there is a Kinyan Lizman, that like the Ra'ah says, that you have a Kinyan Haguf Lizman, and by a Kinyan Haguf Lizman, so Be'emes, everybody agrees that we say Kevin the Pascha Pascha. Narvas, that our sugya is not speaking about Kinyan Haguf Lizman. Our sugya is speaking about when a person only says, I'm giving you the shimushim of the chayefet lezman, the hainu, what we call a kinyan peretz. And when the Ran says, the Baimomenes is pashut, that it's paka b'chti, and when the Gemara and Baba Basra says that there's a sugya of achrecha, it's only speaking about when a person has in mind to do a kinyan peretz. However, if it would say very clearly that he's doing a kinyan haguf lezman, big high gavna, so there's no suffix that we say kevin the pascha pascha. I think everybody understands that Rav Hanan is doichik because it doesn't say anywhere that a person is speaking about a kinyan peres, that pashtus when I say the nichsay loch, that he means to say, then I'm giving you the kinyan haguf as well. Rav Shimon, in order to answer this question, so he says, mamash yisayus dekovot. First of all, Rav Shimon is makdim, that we have to understand that what the Ra'ah says, to say by Mamanis, kevin the pascha pascha is really a pashtazach, and it's very schwer to be chalik on that nisfar. Why is that? Says Reb Shimon that when a person owns something today, does he need a siba to own it today? Says Reb Shimon, absolutely not. That the reason why I own something today is because I owned it yesterday. The fact that I owned it yesterday, that's a siba that I should own it today. I don't need a constant siba today that I own it today. Or in other words, says Reb Shimon, that there's a difference between a chalais noisaf and bailus. Bailus is not something noisaf on a chayfetz. When we look at a chayfetz, we don't say that, first of all, this is a table. And benoisaf to the fact that it's a table, it's your table. No, that when we look at the bailus of something, that's just to who it belongs, that's not a chalais noisaf on a chayfetz. Whereas kedusha is nishtazeh. Kedusha is that, first of all, it's a table, and second of all, it's a holy table. The holiness of the chayfetz is something which is noisaf onto the chayfetz. And therefore, by kedusha, so we need a constant siba that this table should be holy. Whereas by bailus, the fact that something is mine, we don't need a constant siba that it should be mine. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, so if that today there is a siba gemura that something should be mine, so that itself is a siba that tomorrow it should continue to be mine. Whereas when it comes to kedusha, that's not so pashut. That the fact that something is holy today is not necessarily a reason that it should continue to be holy tomorrow. That's why, says Reb Shimon, that the raya of the Ra'ah was dafka from the sugya in Gittin, and not from the sugya in Kiddushin. Why is that? Because when a person gives a get today, and he wants the get to stop being chal tomorrow, so what's that doing? That's breaking the Kiddushin. That's breaking the marriage. And therefore, what's left after there's no more marriage is the heder of marriage. The heder of marriage is something which can continue, because the reason I'm not married today is because I'm not married yesterday. I don't need a constant siba to be not married. Whereas by kedushin is the opposite. By kedushin, that the fact that I'm married today is only because there's a siba to be married. Because kedushin is a kedusha. Kedushin is a chalais noisif on the woman, and therefore it's not so pashut that we're going to say kevin to paska paska. Says Reb Shimon, with this yisayid, we can be miyashiv asher zach in the Rishonim. The Rishonim in our Gemara, in Rav Hamnuna, when the Gemara speaks about hayoim at ishti v'lemachar I at ishti, so the Gemara says that avadashi needs a get. Why? Says the Tosis and the Rosh, because we have a hekish v'yotza v'haisa. There's a hekish between Kiddushin and Gerushin. Fact of Shimon, why do Rishonim need a hekish? Just like by Gittin, it's a svara, we don't have a gzeres akosuv, so why shouldn't it be the same svara by Kiddushin? Says Rav Shimon, the reason is, like we said, because by Gittin, so what am I left with? I'm being left with being a Pnuya. The reason why I'm being a Pnuya here, it's enough that I was menatik myself from the Kiddushin. Whereas, by Kiddushin is nishtazeh. By Kiddushin, the only reason why I should be married today is only if I have a Siba today to be married. And therefore, the Rishonim have to come on to a Hekish of V'yotza V'haisa, but Misvara, we wouldn't have said it. Now, after Reb Shimon was masber, that the Ra'ah makes so much sense, so now he has to explain what is the Mokum to be Chalik on the Ra'ah. that how could it be that a person could in some way make a kinyan haguf this man is going to be paka? So says Reb Shimon that the answer is that there's a new yisoid, and that yisoid Reb Shimon calls shir. If a person is meshayer himself something, that after I give it to somebody else, he's meshayer for himself something, so that's an asiyah chadasha. That is the vart that Reb Shimon is mechadish, that a shir is not just the header of a kinyan, but rather it's an asiyah chadasha. What's it mean it's asiyah chadasha? That when I'm saying that I only want it to be you for a certain amount of time, so it's not the pshat that I'm not giving it to you for afterwards, but rather that I'm positively giving it back to myself. That when I think about this, so I think of a person that at the same time, so he's giving something to you, but at the same time, that the end of the string, so he's holding with his feet. That the rope at the end of the chevetz, so he's actively pressing down to make sure that it doesn't leave. That's what a person is doing when he's saying a shir. He's saying, first of all, I'm giving it to you. And second of all, I'm holding on to the rights actively. I'm doing a maisa kinyan on the rights to the chevetz after this man. However, says Reb Shimon, if I wouldn't have made an active shir, so then the svara is zikr like the ra, the kevin, the paska. So now, with that hakdama, so how is Reb Shimon going to miyashav his sugya? Says Reb Shimon that it depends. That sometimes that we say that a person, it's as if he made a shir. When a person says in our sugya that hare natius elu, that karban ad shiiktsu, so says Reb Shimon, it's as if he said a shir. It's as if he said, and I actively want it to be mine afterwards. And b'chagavna, the person makes a shir, so that we don't say kevin to paska. That is the side that Reb Shimon says. What's fair with Reb Shimon? What's fair is that just like we say in our case, that even though you didn't say clearly the shir, we say it's as if you said a shir. So in the case of the ra itself, we should say that. That when a person says that something is yours, legufa leperus, for one day, so we should say, it's as if he said, and I'm making, being a shire actively, that tomorrow it should go back to me. So therefore, the pashtos is that the ran by us, that's machalik between mamonis and kedusha, is in fact being chalik and the ra. Similarly, the pashtos that the ktsois in Simen Reish Mem Aleph, Sivkot and Dad brings from the Chuvas HaRas B'Shem Rav Victor Kohen Tzedek, that a person can make a kinyan haguf l'zman, a person, he says, when a person is doing a matana amanas l'hachzir, says Rav Victor Kohen Tzedek, so he's really making a kinyan haguf l'zman, and automatically it goes back. So pashtus, that as well is being chaylik and ra'ah, that we say that even though a person gave his friend a kinyan haguf l'zman, we don't say kevin de paska, but rather it automatically goes back. Now, how is the Ra'ah going to understand the sugyum? It's mashman the sugyum that we took this chefetz, we took this talis, and we said, I'm being mekadeshit l'dmei karbon. I'm taking the domim of the chefetz and being mekadeshit. I'm being moitziyat meshusi, I'm making it into kedushas domim, and there is a tzad that this kedusha is paka b'chti. So according to the Ra'ah, so how is the beseder that kedusha is paka b'chti, but how is it going to return to my rishus? It left my rishus, and we say, kevin the paska. So the emes is that Avin Miluim says that in a chinami, that when the Gemara says the Kedusha is paka b'chti, it only means the Kedusha, but afterwards it remains hefker, because mitzad the bailus, mitzad the mamonis, so we really say kevin the paska. Reb Shimon and Rav Chanan say that it's a doichik, the mashmais of the Gemara is that after the Kedusha is over, it returns to the previous state. But the emes is that to be miyashiv, the ra'ah, we can bring a famous yisoid from Reb Chaim Stenzel's in his Chiddush in Bava Kamma. Reb Chaim over there is mechalek between Kedushas Bedek Habayis and Kedushas Haguf, the Kedushas Mizbeach. Says Reb Chaim, the Kedushas Bedek Habayis is actually considered a shini meshus, that the chevetz left my bailus midini mamonis. However, says Reb Chaim, that Kedushas Mizbeach is not a shini meshus, that mitzad the chefetz, that it's still in my rishus, it's just that the kedushas mizbeach is a kedusha noisefes which was chal on the chefetz. And therefore, according to Reb Chaim, so there's no kasha here, okay, in the paska, because in every kedushas mizbeach, it's adayin nimshoch my bailus, mekara Torah deruvin, the hashtag Torah deruvin, is still considered Torah deruvin, and was never posak, the bailus of the makdish. Now, so that's how the Ra'ah is going to miyashiv our sugya, that our sugya is really not considered paska at all, but the Ran says that by mamonis that we do not say paska. Now in Vosgate the machlekes between the Ra'ah and the Ran, according to the Tzadim, obviously that there is a machlekes. I think that the machlekes here is really a little bit of a philosophical machlekes about how to look at time. That how do we look at the future? The Ra'ah says that the future is not here at all. That right now, all we have is today, that tomorrow is a brand new story. Whereas the other Rishonim, they say that no. That, you know, tomorrow is here, b'koyach, right now. So what? Because the Rishonim hold that tomorrow is here, b'koyach, right now, so it's possible to say that even though for today something belongs to you, but that doesn't mean that it's 100% yours. Why not? Because the future is here, b'koyach, so, and in the future it belongs to me, so it's not considered pasko. Dahainu, that because we look at the future, even today, we say that the future is licked in the present, just b'koyach, so therefore, the Rishonim say that it's never considered pasko, and therefore they disagree with the svara of Reb Shimon. Why do I say that it's a philosophical shayla? Because this is really the hearts of the shayla of Yediya and Bechira. Also in the Mekubalim, this is also the hearts of the shayla of what they call Tzimtzum Kipshuto, Tzimtzum Shelo Kipshuto, but this isn't for you guys now, right now. Okay, now I would like to speak about the Iker Sugya, and that is the Sugya of Kedusha being Paka B'chadi. So the Gemara discusses three different cases of Kedusha. It discusses Ishus, Kedushas Haguf, and Kedushas Damim. By Kedushas Damim is the beginning of the Sugya, that Machlok is between Barpada and Ula. That Ula says that Kedushas Damim is Paka B'chadi, and Barpada says that no, Kedushas Damim is not Paka B'chadi. Now, according to Ula, the Kedushas Damim is Paka B'chadi, so we have a Machlok is between Abai and Rava. That according to Rava, that by Kedushas Guf, he's Moideh, and according to Abaye, so by Kedushas Haguf, it's also Paka B'chadi. But by Ishus, so there was a Havmina in the Ran, that Abaye is Chavik by Ishus as well, but the Maskana of the Ran is that by Ishus, L'kuli Yoma, the Ishus is not Paka B'chadi. So we have to understand what is the different Machleksim, that what are the Tzadim, Lukan, that why should Kedusha be Paka B'chadi or not? So by means of introduction, I want to put on the table three questions that the Achrenim ask. And the opinion of Rava, the Kedusha Sakuf is not Paka B'chadi, because they found in three different places that Kedusha Sakuf is L'kuliyama Paka B'chadi. The Nidri Ruzin from Shlomo Kluger, so he asks, first of all, we have that Har Sinai, that it says that Har Sinai that had Kedusha during Maimon Har Sinai, and that afterwards, that B'mshar Chayyev Elhem Yalu Vahar, and that it was Paka B'chadi. Secondly, as Shlomo Kluger, we have Atzei Sukkah, that the Gemara tells us in Sukkah Daftes, the Shem Shemayim is Chalal Sukkah, and after Sukkos, so the Kedusha is Paka Me'atzmai. So to answer these questions, so the Nidri Ruzin, so he answers based on the Gemara and Temura Lama Dalet, that the Gemara says that there's a concept of Nases Mitzvase, that just like by every Hekdesh, by every Karbon, so once you do a Zrika, so then the Dam is Yotze Mide Mila, so too, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, by Hasinai and Atzei Sukkah, so we can consider that Nases Mitzvase. A similar question that Rav Chanan asks, in Kovet Shirim Chelik Beis, Simen Chav Zayin, he asks about Misas HaBal, that over here it's even more serious than Kedushas Haguf. Over here it's speaking about Ishus, that the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yugimel, it says, wants to know what's the Makor that Neisha is Muteres by Misas HaBal. And the Gemara says, it's a Svara. That Chura, the Alpanov, it's a Svara, that he was the one who asked her, so he should be mad to her when he goes away. In fact, Rav Chanan, that Lemaise, it's Kedushas Haguf, and it shouldn't be Paka B'chadi. So to answer this question, so Rav Chanan says that Lemaise, that Kedushin, the Isra of Ishus, is totally in the Kinyan of Ishus, and because there's no Baal, so there's no Kinyan Ishus. So the reason I want to be makdim with these questions is because I think that these questions, the whole nature of the questions is really assuming something about the nature of Kedusha being Paka B'chadi, and it could be that really, according to a certain Havana and Kedusha being Paka B'chadi, so really the questions really don't start. Now, I'll tell you what I mean. So the Gemara says that the paradigm of not being Paka B'chadi is Ishus. That by Ishus, it's clear that Ishus is not Paka B'chadi. But the Gemara doesn't say exactly why not. And the emphasis is that it's Machlekes Achrenim. The Av Miluim in Siman Amalal of Sivkot and Chav Beis. So it's Mashma Midvarov that the reason why Ishus, it's Pashut, that it's not going to be Paka B'chadi is because there's a halacha of his Pashtus. The Gemara says in Kedushin Dav Zayin that when a person says Chatzayach Mekudeshesli, that there was a Havmin in the Gemara that would say his Pashtus, that just like there's a halacha in Karbanos, that Ragla Shalzu Oilos, so the Kedusha is mispashit, so too by Kedushin, that the Kedushas of the Kedushin is mispashit. The Avad Gemula is Dafka Miskasha, that over there the Gemara says the Vaidas Acheres, so we don't say it's Pashtus, whereas over here, even though the Isha is the Das Acheres, nevertheless, we're still going to say his Pashtus. But that's the Mahalich of the Av Milun. Rav Chanan, in Koivet Tzoris, Simen Nun Vav, Sifkat Yud, so he has a different Mahalich in why it is that by Kiddushin, by Ishas, we don't say the Ishas Pakabachti. Says Rav Chanan, because the whole mahus of Ishus is only something which is la'olam. That if you tell a woman that I want you to be married to me, not forever, so that's not called marriage, that's called being friends. So the emes is that there's mashmaisim in the Ran, both to the Avni Milum and also to the Rav Chanan. That the Ran says towards the beginning, so he writes, that there's a difference between the Kedushas Haguf and Ishus, and that is that Kevin di lo have ishta la ulam loikani bakinin haguf vikinin domin bi isha lay ashkachan I efsha shati ishta lizman yadua bilvad shakal koyetz beze eno kinin haguf. So over here, the Ran is saying that by ishus, so there's no such thing as having a kinin peris, there's no such thing as having a kinin which is mugul lizman, because that's not called a kinin haguf. So that sounds very much like Rav Chanan. But afterwards, so the Ran brings the lashon of the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi is mechalik between Hektish and Ishus. And he says that Matzinu Hektish Shiyotze B'lei Pidyon V'loi Matzinu Ishus Shiyotze B'lei Get. So from this lashon of the Yerushalmi, so it's mashma that it's not the pshat that there's no such thing as an Ishus which is less than Wa'ila. It could be that it's enough to make a kiddushin for right now. That I'm not thinking about tomorrow. I'm just talking about the right now I want to marry you. I don't have to say that I'm marrying you forever. And the mere fact that I'm telling you that I want to marry you for today, that's enough. That any isha yotzes will I get. So the mashmais of the Yerushalmi is a little bit like the mahalich of the Avni Milun, that the reason why it's poshut by ishus that it's not going to be pelka b'chdi is because there's a din of the kiddushin, that the kedusha of the kiddushin has a koyach that is mamshich. Now Rav Chanan says something which is very correct, and that is that the pashtus is that once we understand why Ishus is Pasha, that we don't say Paka B'chdi, so that can be a way of understanding what is the Machlekes by Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Domin. Dehainu, that on the one hand, that we have Ishus, which is Pasha, that it's not Paka B'chdi, and on the other hand, we have Mamanis, that is Pasha, that it is Paka B'chdi. And the question is, by Kedushas Domin and Kedushas Haguf, is it more similar to Mamanis, or is it more similar to Ishus? That's what the Pashas is in the Gemara. However, in the Ran, it is a little bit mashma that by Kedushas Haguv, he didn't understand like that, because the Ran says that the reason why it's Chal Kedushas Haguv, that the, even though it's Paka, is because he says amigu of the fact that it's Chal Kedushas Domim. But Lule the Ran, so the Shaila in the Gemara is that is the Kedushas Haguv or the Kedushas Domim, in whichever Tzad, in whichever Amira we're going, that is it similar to Ishus or is it more similar to Mamanis? So let's translate that into the world of the Avni Milun. The Avni Milun says that the reason why by Ishus is Pashut, that it's not Paka B'chdi, is because Ishus has a koyach of Hamshacha, that the nature of the Kedusha, of Kedushin, is that it has a koyach to be Mamshach Vayter. So according to the Avni Milun, so it's very simple, that we have different levels of Kedusha, and we want to know, do they have this koyach Hamshacha as well or not? That without the koyach of Hamshacha, so it's pashut, according to Avni Miluim, that things should be paka b'chdi, like Mamanis. Narvas, that when you have a high level of Kedusha, so high levels of Kedusha have a koyach to be mamshich. That's according to the Avni Miluim. According to Rav Chanan, so that's not the pshat. The pshat is that there's some things that their whole essence is to be le'olam, and there's other things that no, that they're not necessarily le'olam. The way I understand Rav Chanan is that there's some things that the chalais that a person is making is just a setting in the chayfetz. That just like you can have a setting that on your phone that sometimes is going to vibrate and sometimes it's going to make noise, so bailus is certainly such a thing as a setting. That sometimes it's mine, sometimes it's yours. That's something that it's not an essential thing in the chayfetz. On the other hand, that you have other changes, other chalaisim in the chayfetz, that the nature of the chalais is an essence of the chalais, an essence of the object. Because some chalaisim are something essential in the object, so then you changed it. It turned into something completely separate, so something different. That you turned the cucumber into a pickle. You can't say that I'm turning the cucumber into a pickle for 30 days. Because once it's something else, so then it's something else. There's not just thing as changing it for only 30 days. So in Rav Chanan's world, so the Shaila in the Gemara in Kedushas HaGuf is that what is the nature of Kedushas HaGuf? Is Kedushas HaGuf something which is essential to the Chavetz? I'm turning you into a different Chavetz, that now you're not just a regular Chavetz anymore, now you're in Oila, or now you're a Shlamin, or that no, that the Para is the same Para. It's just that now this Para has a setting that his din is going to be, that he's going to be Nikrav as an Oila. But the Para is the Zelba Para. The same thing by Kedushas Domim, that it could be that by Kedushas Aguf, Avada, it's an essential change in the carbon, but by Kedushas Domim, it could be that by Kedushas Domim is not that it turned into something holy, but rather that this money has a setting that it has to end up getting used for a certain carbon. That is not a change in the para, that it's just a saying that the value of the para has to end up with a certain purpose. Now, that being said, let's get back to the questions that we asked, the questions of the Nidrei Zuzin and Rav Chanan, that we found different cases that Kedushas HaGuf is Paka B'chdi, namely by Har Sinai, by Atzei Sukkah, and by Misas Haba. So I think that these questions that we're asking, they're assuming with the Mahalach of the Avni Milum, because in the Avni Milum's world, so the Kedusha Loi Paka B'chdi means that the Kedusha has a koyach of being Mamshich, that whenever you have Kedusha, so the pashas is that it should go forever. So because that's the way he was looking at things, so it makes sense to ask, but wait a second. Even if the Siba of the Isser isn't here anymore, the Hainu the Baal, but the Ma'i said, there's a Kedusha here. There's a Kedusha Sishas, and that should be Mamshich. The same thing with Atzi Sukkah. Who cares that it's not Sukkahs anymore? But the Ma'i said, there was a Kedusha here, and the Kedusha has a nature of being Mamshich. And according to these Mahalchim, so it makes sense that you have to come out to the answers of Nasis Mitzvosai or the answer of Rav Chanan that the Isser is Tali in the Kinyan. But I think that according to Rav Chanan and the Kovetz Ha'aris, that the side of Kedusha Lepaka B'chdi is that we change the essence of the Chavetz according to this Mahalach, so then these kashas really don't start. Because Avada, what is the essence that we made? What is the essence of Asi Sukkah? That you have a sukkah and sukkahs. Without sukkahs, so it's not called a sukkah. The same thing with Har Sinai. What's special about Har Sinai? The kedusha of Har Sinai is the kedusha of the Shechina. Without the Shechina, so there's no kedusha of Har Sinai. The same thing with kiddushin. That the whole reason why there's an essential change in the woman is because she's married to a man. If you don't have a man, so then you don't have a kiddushin. So according to the idea of Rav Chanan Kovetz Ha'aris, the Kedusha Lepaka B'chdi means to say that there was a change in the essence of the Chavetz, so avada, these questions don't even start. That's not considered being Paka B'chdi, because Milachatchilo, that on the Tzad, without the Sibas Ha'isser, so there is no essence of the Isser. So once again, we have a machlekes between Rav Chanan Kovetz Ha'aris and the Avni Luin. What is the Pshat in Kedusha not being Paka B'chdi? According to Rav Chanan, so the reason why it's not Paka B'chdi is not because that it's a Koyach Hamshacha, but rather just because there's no such thing as a Kedusha which is not La'olam. When I'm talking about Kedusha, so I'm talking about something which is La'olam. If it's not La'olam, it's not Kedusha. Whereas according to the Avni Miluim, so forget about this forever business. You're getting me scared when you're talking about forever. I'm just thinking about today, but even though I'm just thinking about today, but the Kedusha that's Chal today, that has a Koyach to be Mamshach Veiter. Now, keeping these two mahalchim in mind, let's think about a halacha that Reb Shimon speaks about. Reb Shimon speaks about in Mareches HaKinyonim, Simen Yud Beis, that we spoke earlier that there are Rishonim that say that there's such a thing as a kinyan haguf lizman. That Reb Shimon and Rav Chanan say that really this idea is really muskum l'kol yama. So let's say that I had a kinyan haguf lizman, and then I was makdish something b'kedushas haguf. L'man da'amar, the kedushas haguf is not paka b'chdi. The question is that b'kai gavno, that when the end of my kinyan haguf ends, so is the kedushas haguf also going to be paka or not? I think that b'pshutay, this is totally in the two mahalchim, that according to the mahalch of the Avni Miluim, that the side of kedusha not being paka b'chdi is a koyach hamshacha, so even though my bailus ended, but nevertheless the kedusha itself has a life of its own, so it has a koyach hamshacha. Whereas according to the mahalch of Rav Chanan, that the side of Kedusha not being Paka B'chdi is just because I changed the essence. So, b'kai gavna that milchatchila, I only had a mugbul chelek in the chefetz. So, b'kai gavna, I wasn't milchatchila, I didn't change more than I had. So, it makes sense to say that that Bikai Gavna, so it is going to be Pakah B'chdi, and as a Takah state in Reb Shimon, the Bikai Gavna, that I only have a Kedushas Haguf Lizman, so it is L'kul Yama Pakah B'chdi. Okay, before we leave the sugya of Kedusha being Pakah B'chdi, so I just want to share with you a very interesting machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, that it's speaking about Kedushas Domim being Pakah B'chdi, that the Rambam paskins like Ula, the Kedushas Domim is Pakah B'chdi. And the machlokes goes as follows. That I said that parazu for 30 days it should be an oila and afterwards it should be a shlamim. Interestingly, the Rambam does not say they were only speaking about a balmum. That like the Ran says that we have to be speaking about a balmum because otherwise it's not going to be considered kedushas domim, but rather it'll be called kedushas haguf because there's a halacha that if I do kedushas domim to something which is roi lemizbeach, so it's chal kedushas haguf. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Chaim Ramazbir because he was magabil the kedusha to 30 days, therefore we don't say this halacha that it grows into a kedusha saguf. But the Rambam says that what's going to be if I'm putting the money onto mice, that I take this para and I say it has now kedushas domim and I'm putting the para on mice. So the Rambam says that you know what, this mice, they have the exact same halacha as the para, that it depends when you're makriv the carbon, that if I take this money and I wait 30 days and then I buy a behema, so then it's going to turn, then this behema is going to be chal as a shlamim. Whereas if I do it within the first 30 days, then the behema is going to be an oila. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. The Ravid says that it's not tali in when you buy a behema, but rather it's tali when I'm poida the para. That if Bishas that I was pointed the para onto the mice, it was before 30 days, then these mice are considered Kedushas Oila forever. So now, investigate the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. I think that the machlekes is that how do we look at the fact that Kedushas Damim is Pakah B'chdi? When the Rambam said that the Kedushas Damim is Pakah B'chdi, so he understood that the Iker Kedusha is something which is Mugbal Uzman. That this din that I'm making Dmei Oila, so it's only Dmei Oila for 30 days. And if that's the case, then it's Lishitosai, in the fact that we said that when we're Magabil, the Kedushas Damim Lizman, so then it doesn't have the regular din of Kedushas Damim, that it should grow until Kedushas Aguf. Why? Because there's a Hagbala in the Iker HaKedusha. Whereas it could be that the Ravid, so when he looked at this din of the Kedushas Damim being Pak Bechti, he didn't understand that there's a Hagbala in the Iker Kedusha. But rather, that it's a din in the para, that kedushas, the kedushas domim, that is the regular kedushas domim. It's not less of a kedushas domim, but rather I can make a para that for 30 days it's going to have a din of kedushas domim of ayla, and after 30 days it's going to have a din of kedushas domim of shlamim. But during the first 30 days, the kedusha of dmei ayla is 100%. Kedusha. It's not less of a Kedusha. And therefore, if I'm paid of the para in the first 30 days, so the mice have a din of 100% Dmei Oila, and after 30 days, it's not going to change. According to the Ravid, the Hagbala was only in the para, but wasn't in the Iker HaKedusha. Okay, the Gemara at the end of the Daf speaks about the concept of Amirasa LeGavaya, Kimisirasa LeHedyot. But before I get into the applications of this din in our Sugya, I want to give a little bit of background information about this concept, about this musuk. What is the makor of Amirasa LeGavaya Kimisirasa LeHedyot? So I want to speak about two different mahalchim, how to understand this halacha. First of all, there's a Gemara Yerushalmi in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Perek Aleph Halachavav, says as follows. It says that if a person says, Harei Shor Zehektish, Bayis Zehektish, Kona Hektish, B'chom Akom Shehu, Dechsiv, Lashem Ha'aretzum Leo. The Yerushalmi brings a makor for the halacha of Amirasa LeGavaya Kimisirasa LeHedyot from the pasuk of Lashem Ha'aretzum Leo. But it's not clear what the Yerushalmi means to learn out from this pasuk. So the emes is that in the Meiri, in Kiddushin, Dav Chav Ches, so it sounds from the Meiri that he understands that it's Mamish speaking about Akinyan Chotzer. That the Yerushalmi means to say that Bedek Habayis, that is Koine, whatever, Chafotzim, because of the regular halacha of Kinyan Chatzar, they're just like a hedyot, that anything that's in his chatzar is niknah to him. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that because the whole world is his, so anything that's in the world, so he's kind of a Kinyan Chatzar. I think everybody understands that this understanding of the Yerushalmi is very rachok, because if Hashem has a Kinyan Chatzar, So then why isn't he kohen everything even before I makdish it? Akop on him, Reb Shimon Shkop, in Simen Chav Gimel, so he's mochiach that it can't be the Yerushalmi, is kipshutai, certainly lefi the shita of Tosfos and Bava Basra Ayin Tes, that Tosfos is of the opinion that ein kinyin chotzer lehekdish, that hekdish doesn't have a koyach of kinyin chotzer. So Reb Shimon says that akoch, that's not what the Yerushalmi means. So what does the Yerushalmi mean? Says Reb Shimon that the Yerushalmi means that because Lashem ha'aretzum loya, because really the entire world is shaykh to Hashem, so that's why by Amira Be'alma, we're able to look at the chifetz as if it's Moser Bidei Shemayim. That I think the Reb Shimon means to say is that there's a chilek between a regular kinyan and a hektish. What's the difference? When a person is making a kinyan, he's being miyatzer anu chalois. Whereas by hektish, because ba'emes lashem ha'arasum loya, so the fact that something should be hektish is really a natural state. When a person is saying that harezu hektish, so he's just letting go. And me'elov, the chifetz, is be'etzem mitzad atzma yitshayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because lashem ha'arasum loya. And therefore, the asiya of making something hektish is not being mechadish anu chalais, but rather it's giving in to the natural matzav of everything being shayach to Hashem. Mashal l'madar v'doyme, that we have a similar thing with mechila. With mechila, so there's a machlokes apayskim, there could be that mechila belev is good, but certainly mechila doesn't have the same gedarim as maisa kinyan. And the reason is because by mechila, a person is not being miyatzer achalais, but rather he's giving in to a pre-existing matzav. So akopanim, that is the first mahalich in Amirasu l'gavaya, that the reason why Amirasu l'gavaya k'misirasu l'hedyet is because that by making a dibur of harezu hektish, so a person is making the chayfetz bidei shemayim, it's making the chayfetz moser bidei shemayim. The second mahalach can be found in the Perush HaRash. The Rash, on the side of the page, dibur hamaschil, shiny hochad amarasu l'gavaya, so he says as follows. He says, v'chayev l'kayim dvarav, ki ilu nadar, d'chsiv maitzva sasecha tishmar. That because there's a pasuk of maitzva sasecha tishmar, a person has to fulfill whatever he promises, v'loy matzvi l'meheder bay. So therefore, he's not able to go back. Now, what does the Rush mean to say? The Reb Reuven in Simen Vav, so he explains that the Rush doesn't mean to say that the entire din of Amirasa L'Gavaya is that you're not allowed to go back. Obviously, if the Gemara says Amirasa L'Gavaya K'Misrasa L'Hadyut, that means that it's Chalakinyan. So what does the Rush mean to say? Says Reb Reuven, that we find in different places that whenever there's a mitzvah, the Shaykh Tamamun, so when a person fulfills this mitzvah, so the mitzvah itself makes a shibud mamon. Where do we find this? So he says that first of all, in Shumas or Maisvus, because there's a mitzvah of Nasan Titein, because there's a mitzvah to give something to the Kohen, so that mitzvah makes the Shuma shayach to the Rishus HaKohanim. Similarly, he says, by Shmitas Ksofim, that because there's a mitzvah to Yimashmi Ksofim, that itself makes the Havkas HaChoyv. Says Rav Shimon, it's the same thing in Mitzvah Sasecha Tishmar. Because there's a mitzvah of Mitzvah Sasecha Tishmar, and this mitzvah is shayach to Mamonis, so the mitzvah itself makes a shibud mamoni. That's how Reuven is mazbe the Shitas HaRash. So we have two mahalchim in how to understand Amirasa L'Gavaya. The first mahalch is that because that afilu before you started, so theoretically speaking, everything is shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore it's enough, Amir B'Yama, to be meiser the thing, bidei shemayim. And the second mahalach is that because there's a parsha of mitzvah sasecha tishmar, and a person is obligated to fulfill his words, so the mitzvah, which is shayach to mamonis, that itself makes the shibud. So I want to speak about three different nafkaminos that might come out from these two mahalchim. The first nafkamina is what Reb Reuven speaks about. That Reb Reuven is mitzayin that there's a machoikis between the Rif, B'Shem Rav Haigoin, and the Balamar, in Bavakama Daf Lamed Vavam and Beis, that is there a din Amirasa L'Gavaya? Is it only by Hektish? Or what about by Tztaka? The Rav Haigoin says that no, and the Balamar says that yes. If you remember that the Ran earlier at the an Amar Aleph, so at the end of his discussion of Moshe Kartavi and the Rashba, so he parenthetically adds that we also say Amirasa L'Gavaya by Tztaka as well. So we must get the Machlokes. What's the Svara to say that we should say Amirasa L'Gavaya? What's the Svara to say that not? Says Reb Reuven, that's telling what's the Makar. If you go with the Makar of Amirasa L'Gavaya is because there's something is Masur L'Shamayim, then that's only if you're making a Kenyan. But Tztaka, there's no Kenyan. that I'm not the when a person is promises something to tzedakah, so nothing becomes nikne to aniyim, and therefore if the makar of mersul gavaya is because of mesira, then there's no makar. However, says Reuven, mitzvah sasecha tishmar avada by tzedakah, there is mitzvah sasecha tishmar. Second nafkamina, that there's a very interesting taisus in Avodah Zarah daf heyamabes. Taisus in Avodah Zarah says that when the Gemara says that we darshan that a goy also has a parsha of nedarim and nedavos, so Taisus says that it doesn't just mean that he can bring a carbon, but rather it even means that if he says that he's going to bring a carbon, so we tell him he has to bring a carbon. So on the side of the page, the Gilin Hasha'as, Ms. Mitzayin, the kasha of the Mishnah Lemelech, that what does Taisus mean that we tell the goy that he's obligated? The last time I checked, nedarim is not one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So what, from what koyach is the ben noyach obligated to fulfill his neder? So the Avni Miluim, Siman Aleph Sivkotin Beis, is miyashiv the kasha of the Mishnah Lemelech. Zok the Avni Miluim, that you know why the goy is obligated to fulfill his neder? In a chanami, he's potter from the mitzvah of nedarim. But there's a different reason. Because there's a parasha of Imrasa Lagavaya, so the emes is that this chevetz, this carbon, becomes shayach to Rishus Gavaya. So because it doesn't belong to him, it belongs to Gavaya, so that just like if he has somebody else's chevetz, he has to give it back to him, so too, if the chevetz belongs to Shemayim, so he also has to give it back to him. That, says Damanuim, is the pshat in the Tosfos. But the stipler, in over there, in Avodah Zarah, Siman Beis, so he says that L'chura, the Tosfos, if that's the pshat in the Tosfos, then it doesn't stem with the Rosh Bayas. Because the Rosh Bayas says that the makor of Amirasa L'Gavaya is from Mitzvah Sasecha Tishmar, and if a guy doesn't have mitzvah sasechet yishmar, so it doesn't. There's no reason to say that the chevetz should be nikne to shemayim. So al panav, that this shiloh of goyim is totally in the machlokes between these two timeim. The ma'aser, take a look at the Kilas Yaakov over there. He wants to be miyashiv like the Rush to shtim like Tosis, but he's masking that the pashtus is that it's totally in this shiloh. The third nafkamina is that the something that is, which is discussed in the Ketzayis HaChoshen, Simen Pei Zayin, Sivkot Nechaf Aleph. And that is, that is the din of Imrasa L'Gavaya, is it only applicable when a person is giving over a specific chevetz, or is it even if a person wants to obligate himself with a chev? So he's mitzayin that the tumim, in over there also in Simen Pei Zayin, so he's mechadish, that it's only by a certain chevetz. But what if a person doesn't say, Harei Zu Hektish, but he says, Harei Alai. He makes himself an obligation without giving over a certain thing. Says the Tumim over there, it's not as Chadish. Over there, there's no obligation to fulfill his words. That I saw Metsuyan, that this Chiddush also appears in Rishonim, that in the Taisus Riyazokin, in Kiddushin, Dav Chavtes, so he also says this Chiddush. However, the Ketzai says that it's not true, and he brings a very stark raya from the Gemara in Bavakama, Dav Vavum and Beis, that the Gemara says in Bavakama, so osi gizbar v'shokol miyidus, that it's mavur in the Gemara. If a person says harei alai mana lebede kabayis, that it's chala shibel b'mayni, and akachar that's midin amirasa legavaya. So the pashtus we see from the Gemara that there is a din amirasa legavaya even by a chov. So dafim visin how the Tosfos Riyazokin and the Tumim are going to deal with this raya, but al panav this shaylo if amirasa legavaya is shayach by a chayiv, or if it's only shayach by a chayivetz, it's totally in the same tutzadim. If the yisoid of emirasi legavaya is that ayadei my dibur, something is moser lidei shemayim, so by a chayiv, so nothing is moser bidei shemayim. I just obligated myself, but there's no chayivetz that I can say that now this chayivetz is moser bidei shemayim. Whereas if the yisoid of emirasi legavaya is meitzvah sasecha tishmar, so if I'm just obligated to fulfill my words, it doesn't matter what my words were. If my words were to give a chayivetz, or if my words were to obligate myself. So, Bekitzer, we spoke about two tzadim, about what's the makor of Amrasa L'Gavaya, is the pshat, because L'Shem Ha'aretz Umloya, that because L'Shem Ha'aretz Umloya, therefore, it's very easy to look at a chevetz as being Moser B'dei Shemayim, or is the pshat, because Maitzvah Sasecha Tishma. We spoke about three nafkaminas. First of all, nafkamina by tztoko, machlekes between Rav Haigoyin and the Balamar. Second of all, machlekes by Goyim, machlekes Tesis and the Rosh. And third of all, machlekes by chayiv, machlekes tumim, and the ktzais.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.